Good morning. Wrote some stuff down this morning, which is very unsurprising on me. With my ADD and my planning, I thought I wouldn't do that. And I'll just talk off the cuff. Those of you that are new here, my name's Jimmy. I have these chats every morning and they're usually just off the cuff. They are unedited. I might run some music or run some captions through here. But I just want us to like all calm down and take some time to just have a chat. Well, I think that's why podcasts have taken off, because people just like to have a chat to each other. Without the high editing and high retention and all that kind of crap, because I don't like it. And I think it's sort of counterintuitive to self-improvement to still need dopamine to watch a full 4 or 5 minute video. Okay, so today's topic, I wrote it down. Wrote it down. For those of you that know me, I do not do that ever. And there are uncomfortable truths that we need to accept probably in our 20s about who we are and what we are. And I'll start off with the most clickbaity one. And this one isn't written down because I didn't want it to be a clickbait title and all that jazz. But it's time to realize that at 17, 18, 19, 20, you don't offer anything as a man. It's quite an uncomfortable truth. And it's when we all start to subscribe to these Andrew Tates and these other clowns at times that tell us to be red pill and hate women and work on yourself and do better. They don't tell us to hate women. But it's time for you to realize that at 18, 19, 20, you don't offer a woman anything. There is nothing good that you can provide. You don't earn enough. You don't have enough maturity, you don't provide, you don't understand, you don't have any life experience at those ages, even up to 24, 25. And that's, I'm sure I'll say this to myself when I'm 40. Man, at 30, you didn't know shit either about what your wife wanted, so shut the fuck up. So that's my first one. That was just more off the cuff. And I just wanted you guys to think about that. That just work on yourself in your early 20s, you'll get there when you're a bit older and you'll understand why at that age you couldn't offer anything. And that's kind of hard because we have our like girlfriends in high school and stuff like that. We think we're the fucking king and we're competing with like 200 other blokes with this hot chick and she's the hottest and you've gotten her and you're the fucking coolest. Now that ain't shit, because the second you leave high school, bro, no one fucking gives a fuck. You're competing with Lambo bloke that goes to the nightclub or rents shit or tries to hit on every woman and all that kind of stuff, or men with high body counts. You're now in the smallest pond. You're probably not shit at 18 to 20, 22, 23. So work on yourself as much as possible in those times. Understand that the girl that's probably, and the way the stats are going, that the girl that you're with then probably won't be the one forever. So that's a long first one that's off the cuff. I'll be shorter now. I'll be shorter because I've written these ones down. So this is kind of on the same thing, but do not date whilst you're unfit, unhappy. Unfit's a bit rough. Or unmotivated, no money. I think it's time to get yourself ready first for someone to love. RuPaul says it best, that how are you going to love someone else if you don't love yourself? And it really is that simple. Like, the best relationships that I've had come from understanding who I am, what I can give, where my strong points are, and what I can help my wife with. My relationships prior to my wife were definitely from a place of, I think I'm cool, but I'm not sure. And I think I'm a bit of a loser and I don't like myself too much, but you're attractive. I want to sleep with you, etc. I know this is kind of a bit of a man's chat, so I apologize for the women that have gotten this far. But there might be some value in it. All right. I want you guys to think about this one. There's only two options for your partner. One that is supportive, or not having one at all. And this is one that you learn probably too late. And all of us are culprits of letting someone in that doesn't support us and then staying with that person too long. How many times have you heard from a woman or a man that, oh man, I get that guy too many chances? You know from the start if that person connects with you and your values and what you're trying to achieve. My wife has put up with the dumbest shit that I get self-addicted to, as in like video games or crypto or just whatever, golf, whatever I'm addicted to for that week. She is supportive of whatever the fuck I want to try. Even this YouTube channel, she'd be supportive of it. So I just want you guys to think of that. And then I've had women in the past that have challenged me about everything, not supportive of anything I wanted to do. And you know, like, you start to then do it out of spite or want to do more than that woman thinks that you could. And that's just not a fucking happy place to be, because why are you competing with someone that shouldn't, like, want to give you the world and you want to give them the world? Which gets me to the next point. These are kind of rolling off pretty clean. The best revenge is getting yourself to a place where you don't need revenge. Should slow down these in like big titles and shit. It's quite a good one. This is one that comes up quite a bit, because I think we all like get out of relationships and then we want to win the breakup and then do better and post on Instagram and make sure that the girl can see that we're doing better than them. That's petty, bro. That doesn't fucking matter, because at the end of the day, if you're still posting on Instagram and checking your story to see if she's looking at it, like, she's won. You can't show the world that you won if you're still worrying about that. Because that just shows that you haven't let it go. You don't understand that you are doing better than that. You're just posting to for the world to think you're doing better. But if you then start to win at your own game, I'll put it this way to you. If you post all this shit and then you see that girl in 2 or 3 years' time, you're like, look at what I've done. She's going to be like, what, you did this to like impress me? Like, I couldn't give a fuck. I'm with someone else. I don't care about what you're doing. You've lost. Just keep that in mind. The best revenge is to no longer need it. Right. If someone can't tell you their flaws, they have a dangerous lack of self-awareness. And this is sort of what I go from that 18 to 24-year-old man, is we think we're the king dick. We're not, until we realize it a lot later and we become more self-aware and we have these introspective moments and someone puts us on our ass and we start to realize, oh man, I'm not all that. I really suck at this. And then from there, you build the baseline of what you can achieve from being knocked onto your ass. And then the last line I wanted to talk to was, just because a relationship has lasted a long time doesn't mean it's good. I was with my toxic ass fucking girlfriend for 3 years. It wasn't good from about 3 months onwards. But you think, oh, well, this is gone for a few years. That must be really happy. Nah, man. You know when you're happy and when you're not. So I had to cut the last few short because the video is going for a lot longer than I usually go for. But I think those will help. If you stop and think about them, I know I've rattled them off pretty quickly and pretty shortly. But if you stop and think about those things that I've spoken about, you'll be a bit more, I don't know, dangerous or self-aligned with where you want to be or who you are or what you should really be telling yourself and what you're trying to achieve, probably from a partner. I think this is more about having a partner. So, put a drink of my coffee. Hope you have a good day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.